Because you are living in such challenging times, we are going to remind you of one of the powers of change, which is sometimes not alluded to. We wish it were alluded to more. When you think about anything that is going on, being fed by energy, which is absolutely true, then you must look at the other side of that, which is what stops things from going on, is the absence of energy. Now, how that works is, at a certain point, when initially, let us see, that you are listening to things that are very upsetting, and you feel the natural need to say, no, that is not true, this is true, and here's what you should, it is natural. But while you are doing that, you of course are pouring energy into something. If something actually wants to know what is right, then that is fine. If there is a, how would you say, receptacle for right thinking or for good information, then of course it is worthwhile to do that. But once you have made the determination that there is no receptacle, then the power that you actually have is the opposite of giving energy to something. It is the power of taking away something. So even if it is outrageous, if you can hold your energy within yourself, look at it, note that it is outrageous, and then change your focus to anything worthwhile, to bringing your own energy back in for your own healing, to taking your focus to something that is reasonable and actually could become something real in the world, then that is a power. And there, someone could be standing and literally screaming, and if everyone around them withdrew energy from that situation and brought it back into themselves, then whatever is there will get smaller and smaller and smaller until it finally disappears. Because to stay alive, everything needs energy. And that is why one of the powers you have is the withdrawing of energy. Now, that is not running away in fear. That is simply the determination that there is not a good receptacle for your energy. And when you have decided that, draw all your energy back in and move along. There are several things that are like this, and perhaps we will talk about them as your world changes, because certainly your world is going to change radically. And we will try to give you some of the tools that will help you move with that changing world while maintaining your own strength and your own energy. So, begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain fall and wash away the world. From around the outside of your body, feel the world fall away from you and free the energy around your body. Now moving into your heart center, become aware of the light that is the light of your spirit, shining like a flame. And let it illuminate your heart. Send light to any place in the heart center where there might be confusion or upset, so that your heart has become a garden of light. And feel one of the tongues of light move down into your solar plexus to displace the emotions that might have caught in the solar plexus. And another flame drop into the second center to displace shame and fear and judgment, old or new, out of the body. And feel a flame drop into your root. And let this flame illuminate the beautiful place in you that is able to create. And even if the creation time is not this moment, become aware that this part of your body is in the light and will be able to see when it is the time. Feel a flame from your heart come up and into your throat center. And let that flame illuminate any communication that is dark or that does not serve or honor who you are. And feel the tongue of the flame in your third eye, awakening your powers, awakening your ability to know, to intuit. And feel a tongue of light come up and open your crown. And feel the crown open and become more open. And let your own energy become light and rise up. And leave your body through your crown, free. And feel your energy move into the night sky, to the place where you can see all of the other lights of creation and the beautiful balance and how far those lights extend. And see the light of your path. And as you walk up your path, come to a place that has been prepared for you. When the gates open and you walk through, know that nourishment for everything that you are and everything that you need is in this place, and it comes up into you as you walk, heals you as you breathe it, and see how the path rises. But you are not working hard. You are as light as your spirit, and you come to a place where your teacher waits for you. Thank you. know that your teacher has a gift for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you have known the gift, thank the teacher who has come to be here with you and receive the blessing of the teacher. Now come to the place that is your place, taking in all of the energy that you want, that you need, all of the wisdom that will speak to you through this time. And take this time to enjoy the night sky and the beautiful natural balance and peace of it all, and feel how free you are in the night. And come to the room again, above your circle. And find for those who sit with you a message or a gift. Thank you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.